And again, it's our 6th annual recommended summer reading list. It's our pick of the best books for children to read this summer in picture books, middle school, and young adult categories. For a complete list of all the books we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and like us there, and you'll find the complete list there. Up next is the New York Times best-selling author of the book, The Crossover. He's joined us this morning to talk about his latest book, The Undefeated. It's our pleasure to welcome Kwame Alexander to Sunday Morning Magazine. Welcome back, Kwame. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. My pleasure. First of all, congratulations, because this is major. You have your own imprint.
Yeah, so an imprint is a smaller publishing company within a larger company. I'm running my own imprint at Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. We're publishing 4 to 7 books a year. We're trying to give writers an opportunity to share their voice, to lift their voice. And, it's children's books. So it was a great opportunity. It's been 2 years in the works. And our first list launched on April the 2nd. So I'm really excited, man, to be in this publishing game.
All right. And what's the name of the company?
Versify. And our mission is to change the world one word at a time.
All right. So give us an idea of the type of books you plan to bring to young readers through this imprint.
Sure. Good books. I tell people all the time, I want books that are smart, that have a message, that are page-turners. I'm really looking to publish intelligent entertainment, books that are going to engage young people and make them want to pick up another book, books that are really going to help young people imagine a better world. I really just want to publish good books. I want to bring, more writers an opportunity to have their voices heard. For so long, publishing has been this dinner party, and maybe 3 of the 8 seats have been empty at each party. I want to make sure all the chairs at the table are filled so everybody gets to bring their ideas, their voices, their stories to the world.
Okay, so you kind of alluded to this. You said it's been 2 years in the making. How difficult was it for you to get this imprint off the ground, to get the green light?
You know, it's interesting because I tell people all the time, I'm a 23-year overnight success. So Houghton Mifflin came to me with the idea. Back in the 90s, I had owned my own publishing company, a small company, did it for 10 years, didn't make a whole lot of money, and ended up closing it down because I just couldn't afford to do it. Well, fast forward 15 years, and I had published several books with Houghton Mifflin, including The Crossover, which won the Newbery Medal, New York Times bestseller. And so they said, wait a minute, maybe Kwame Alexander has a vision for how to bring more books like that into the world. And they asked me if I wanted to do it. And I said, yeah, I want to do it. I want to make sure that more writers like me have an opportunity. So the green light came in the beginning. It came from them.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So most of your most successful projects, I will say, they've been written in verse and poems. Why does that style connect so well with these young readers?
It's short. It's concise. It's rhythmic. It uses figurative language. It communicates in a language that kids are already speaking in. And the really cool thing about it is you get through a poem. A kid gets through a poem, 5 lines, 10 lines, and they finished it. They completed it. They built some confidence. It allows sort of even your most reluctant of readers to sort of realize, wait a minute, I can do this. It's not as intimidating. I love all the white space on the page that a poem brings, and I think kids like it too.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our annual recommended summer reading list show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this summer for them to read in 3 categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information or a complete list of all the books that we selected, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with me now is New York Times bestselling author Kwame Alexander. Now, The Crossover, that was such a huge success for you, and then came the prequel rebound. I know book companies like to do these in trilogies. Is there a 3rd book in the works for this series?
There is.
All right.
Writing it now. So it'll be out in a couple of years, and it features for the first time in one of my novels, a girl is the main character, and I'm excited about it, and my 10-year-old daughter is as well.
So let's talk about this new book, The Undefeated. And I understand that this project got its start with a project from ESPN. Is that right?
Yeah, it actually actually started about 8 years ago. I had written a poem about Obama's election, and I had written it for my daughter to sort of show her how we got to this historic moment in our country, the journey that we've had as African Americans and as Americans. And then fast forward, ESPN created theundefeated.com, and they asked me to write a poem to help launch their website. And I pulled this poem out that I had written for my daughter and retooled it and reworked it and added some athletes and added some entertainers. And it seemed to really be this juxtaposition of the tragedy that we've been through in this country and the triumph, the pain and the progress.
All right. Now, so let me ask you this. Now, the book is one of the debut titles on this new imprint. So I know a lot of times that from doing this, that the authors, they don't often work with the illustrators. By you doing the imprint and this being the debut, did you work with Kadir Nelson ahead of time on the book?
That's a great question. So first of all, let me just acknowledge, man, these questions are great, and it's obvious you've done your research. I love being interviewed on awesome radio stations where people have done their research. So first of all, thank you for that. Second of all, yeah, conventional wisdom would say, as the publisher of this imprint that's launching The Undefeated, I would have a say in the illustration. So I sent Kadir a note when I saw the early sketches of the book and said, hey, I love it. I think there's one page that needs some work, and here are my suggestions. And I got a note back from Kadir's agent that said, Kwame, Kadir says that he didn't have any say in your poem, and so you don't have any say in his artwork.
So,
you know, and it made sense. I got it. It clicked. And then I got to tell you, his work is masterful. It's a masterpiece what he's done with this artwork.
Okay. Now, why do you think that young people, why is this an important read, The Undefeated, for young people? Why should parents read this book to their children? Because, you know, for it's a children's book, and, you know, it dabbles into some things, you know, that I don't know if they might be over some kids' heads, but why should parents share this book with their children?
You know, I don't know if this is a children's book. I think it's possible this is a book for ages 1 to 99. I think it's a book for all of us. And it, again, I think, you know, I remember my daughter asking me, Dad, why do we celebrate Black History Month? Are we just trying to learn about Dr. King and Rosa Parks? And I'm like, that's a part of it, but that's not the part of it. The big part of it is you got to recognize what these people have done, how they have survived, and not only survived, but how they've thrived. You know, how this group of people who weren't even supposed to be here, you know, made it. How they did that, how they waded in the water, how they crossed over the River Jordan. So really, I tell my daughter, Black History Month, in general, The Undefeated, this book in particular, is about showing you how you can achieve all of your dreams. You got to put in the work. You got to be persistent. You got to be able to remember, as Maya Angelou says, though we may face defeat, we must never be defeated.
All right. Good point. So, you know, we touched on this, you know, this spring you did this whole tour, and I understand that you had the opportunity to work with some of the new debut writers for the new imprint. What was that like for you, and to be able to bring them into fold? And I don't know if are you able to talk about some of the other authors that will be on the imprint as of now?
Yeah. So we toured with Lamar Giles, who wrote a middle grade novel called The Last Day of Summer, about these two boys who freeze summer. Kip Wilson, she wrote a young adult novel in verse about Sophie Scholl and the White Rose Resistance in Germany. These were these German teenagers who were fighting, resisting, and rebelling against Hitler's regime. Raoul III, who wrote Vamos, Let's Go to Market, which is a picture book that explores sort of a Mexican border town and the happenings at the market. We've got a STEAM book about a little girl who wants to be a musician and sort of finds the magic in coding. So we got a lot of different kinds of books, graphic novels, novels, picture books, and I'm really excited about them all.
And again, this morning is our annual recommended summer reading list show. On the phone with me is Kwame Alexander. The title of his book that we selected this year is The Undefeated. It's on his very own publishing imprint called Versify. Now, let me ask you this now. Do you have sort of a dream team, a list of authors that you would love to work with on your own imprint, Versify?
I do, man. I don't want to jinx it. You know, I got a lot of people I'd love to work with. We're one of my mentors, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do a book with her, with Nikki Giovanni.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's a lot of people I hope to work with.
Nikki Giovanni has, I think she grew up here in Cincinnati. I'm pretty sure she did. Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning, Kwame. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, more about The Undefeated, more about your new imprint, Versify, how can they find out more about you, Kwame Alexander?
KwameAlexander.com and VersifyBooks.com. And there's plenty of information on the work we're doing at Versify and some of my books.
All right. Well, congratulations. I think this is huge with this imprint. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, we've been speaking to author Kwame Alexander. The title of the book is The Undefeated. It's one of 8 books that we feature on our recommended summer reading list for children in the picture book category. For more information or a complete list of all the books we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like us there and you'll see the complete list there.